Dave, this one I think is probably perfect for you, but maybe we can all have a chat about that. It's from Trevor.
Hello, naked scientists. The men's 1 mile running record is held by Hakim Al-Gurouj at 3:43.13. According to my maths, this equates to 16.03 miles per hour. Needless to say, Al-Gurouj is an elite athlete. I go cycling on my not very expensive bike most weekends. I usually cover about 20 miles on a ride, and my average speed is never less than 16 miles per hour. I am not an elite athlete. In fact, I'm 50 years old, weigh 100 kilograms, and have a BMI which puts me firmly in the obese range. So my question to you is, why am I able to move at the same speed as an elite athlete for 15 times longer? Especially when you consider that the bike adds 10% to my overall weight.
Trevor Barton speaking probably for the majority of us. Dave, what do you think? Why can someone cycle and therefore have an output which is propelling them forward far faster than they can run?
There's various different things which could be limiting how fast you can move. I mean, there's various mechanical ones, like you might not actually just be able to move your muscles quick enough. Or it might be that if you're pulling a very heavy weight, it's limited by the amount of force you can apply on the weight. Or I think what's in this case is it's limited by the amount of power you can put out. Now, an elite athlete's going to be able to put a lot more power out than you are. But if you're using a method of transport which is much more efficient, so bikes have been optimised over 150 years to be incredibly efficient. You use very, very little energy to keep them going along. You, in fact, don't need hardly any energy to keep them going along. It's just to accelerate them and then just overcome air resistance. There's almost no friction there. So with a relatively small amount of power, you can be going very, very fast. Whereas running, you've got to be moving all these great big legs around all the time, and you actually kind of reach a limit to how fast you can move the legs backwards and forwards. You've got to accelerate and decelerate every time you take a step.
You're basically accelerating a bag of water weighing at least 60, if not 100 kilos, which you're elevating and dropping and decelerating with every step, aren't you? So you're basically having to keep lifting this very heavy bag up and down, and it's not an efficient way to move.
And also you've got your legs, which, 10 or 15 kilos each, which you're accelerating backwards and forwards. So all of that takes a huge amount of effort, whereas on the bike, all you've got to do is just push yourself along through a very efficient mechanical train.
But perhaps one of the reasons why humans are so good at doing long distances for a long time is because they've only got two legs, whereas, you know, four-legged animals like horses, although they can go faster, they can't go as fast for as long as humans can, because they've got four things to lift up.